This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
To see Oyekon for this morning worship. I said, put it at 60 minutes. That's what I said, 60 minutes.
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Would you lift your hands to you?
Lord, I pray. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want.
is to, yes, there's nothing like.
Worship.
So lead me at the altar with my friend. Lead me at the altar with my father. Lead me at the altar. Show me the path of life, for in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Lead me at the altar with my oh. Christ Jesus. Jesus, yeah, yeah, yeah. One more time, yeah. I have come to realize that silence is a form of worship. Can we all just be still in His presence? If you can you be still? Just be quiet. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let the earth be silent.
Declare it one more time.
this meeting, we've seen miracles of healing. So what God wants to do is in your career and business. Now, take your time. As far as your eyes can see now, listen to this, will be given unto you. Amen. Write the one thing in your career or your business that you can see with the eye of your heart that you want God to miraculously do for you. Write it down. Take your time. If you're a minister and you're watching online, level of expansion, whatever it is, if it's a building, whatever it is, but one thing, don't write two. Choose one. One thing and write it down. Think very well about it. What registers in your spirit, what the eyes of your heart can see. What if it happens? You will say, yes, this is God. That no matter how strong you are, you will break into tears and say, this is nothing else but the finger of God. Now, you've written it? How many people have written it so I can see your hands? All right, so what we're going to do, because what God showed me as we're worshiping, he says, I want to do the kind of miracle I did for Peter, and that was a miracle in his career. All right, so we'll take one song of worship, then after that, you will call that particular thing forth into your life. And you will decree it and call forth the light that is required to make it happen. It says you will decree a thing and it shall be established. And light will shine upon your path. What's that light? That God, Jesus told Peter, cast your net on the right hand side. So as you leave this meeting, you'll start receiving instructions from heaven as to what to do to cause that particular thing to happen. Then I will give you a confession, which is every morning you will read it out loud to yourself, saying, on the 6th of January, today's the 6th, right? On the 6th of January, on the grounds of Wolfbeck 2024, I received from the hands of my Father. And you declare what that thing is. I thank you, Father, for you gave me the wisdom and caused this thing to materialize in my life. A simple confession you declare to yourselves every single day. Let's just take the worship song.
You are the most. rise to your feet, begin to decree it as the instrumentalists are playing. Start decreeing that thing, calling it forth into your life, declaring it, and declaring that light shines on my path. If it's a major project, call it forth and declare it. If it's in your career, within the shortest possible time, you have arrived at a place where everybody says, this is nothing but the finger of God. A massive quantum leap. In the name of Jesus. Father, I declare, as there is an open heavens over this place, and this atmosphere is pregnant with miracles, for your angels are all around, cause your rain to fall upon this project. Let your thoughts, ideas, concepts come into the minds of the people concerning how. Father, we thank you for this. And understand this, that as that thing materializes, like in the case of Peter, is because there's a deeper eternal assignment in them. And as you receive them, ask, what is this for? And God will show you how that thing is to be used to serve him. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you all. Let's put our hands together for Minister Agnes. So, let me tell you, he still went to camp after last night. Got back to his hotel room at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and he was here by 6 a.m. Are you following what I'm saying? All right, then. Let's allow our minister. You know, I was just thinking about it yesterday. You know, sometimes people don't know the sacrifices people make. I think one of the meetings we had, what I was saying about northern ministers. One of the, I won't call his name, who came to minister. As he was ministering here, there was a ransom they were asking. He was texting, kidnappers had carried his brother. They were asking for a ransom. And he still came here and was preaching, still went back into the green room. And they were trying to negotiate. They eventually killed this man, but ministered. This was years ago. I'm just trying to tell you what people go through sometimes. Are you following what I'm saying here? So ministry is not... are you following what I'm saying? And he continued to minister. I didn't know. It was when I saw it somewhere that I called him and said, well, that was what was going on and done of that. All right? So pray for ministers. So, okay? They go through more than what you go through. It's the truth now. Okay. God bless you all. So we'll see at, what's the time? You are fasting now. You can't go and eat now. Okay. Don't forget your 40 days fast starts. Say, don't remind us. All right then. So we'll be back at 9:10. 9:10. All right. So 9:10, worship will start at 9:10. And worship will go to 9:30. All right? God bless you.
This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.